Dave, what's are you hearing songs come across your desk with a new topic lately? Is there anything emerging in popular culture that people are talking about through songs that it's kind of at a surprising rate lately?
I think there's going to be more political songs going on, especially with Obama in there.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is that you think that?
Because he's rocking the country, people are talking about him and listening to what he says, so I think that's going to start happening.
I disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you're wrong again, and you've been wrong. You've been wrong
she
twice
is
now.
Simon Cowell.
You've been wrong twice now.
I thought you wanted to be Paula.
Not we're keeping track, but that's two. My feeling, Dave, and maybe you're seeing something different, someone else said the other day they felt the same thing, so you may well be right. That there is a trend toward more political songwriting. My feeling is that when the left is out of power, that's when songwriters write their asses off. Because we're like, revolt, revolt, revolt. The war in Iraq made all of us upset, so many of us upset, and gave us something to write about and energized, I think, a whole generation. Now that I think you have a leftward-leaning majority in Congress and in the White House, you have a leftward-leaning administration, I think you see less political activity.
Well, there's still
songwriting.
A lot of things going on. There's the economy, which is terrible.
Yeah. You know,
there's wars in two or three different places at the same time. I think that's going to result in some songs as well. It always does. But I think that people are energized and that they're going to be writing some songs. And maybe it'd be the right that's going to start writing now.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah. Well, let's be energized and write political songs, Dave.
Ode to Billy Joe, which that last song reminded me a little bit. But
it did feel like Ode to Billy Joe, didn't the beat of it? Did feel like Ode to Billy Joe.
That had to be cleaned up a little bit. That was a little...
That song?
Yeah.
Ode to Billy Joe?
No, one that was just the Jeff did, right.
Wow.
Just, music has to be a little bit more interesting on the last song as well.
Let's welcome Sharon, shall we? Are you ready to go, Sharon? All right, let's welcome Sharon! Woo!
Stay in the city, my love. There's not one star to be found. Well, just turn your eyes from the heavens above. The stars grow from the ground. The moment night touches down.
I think that the music is supporting your lyric, but it's kind of like standard and it's all kind of compressed. So you have a lyric that's telling the story rolling along and the music is supporting it, but again in that middle register, so you're not really bringing in any dynamics into it. You have a couple of nice lines there, you know, with throw it away at the end of the day, and I like what you did with your chords on those spots. It was a little different, but still, again, it was still in that same register, same lack of dynamics. So I think you should work on the music side of it and try to bring more variation to it.
I like how, boy, there are some great images in that, Sharon. Oh, by the way, is Jen here? Jen wants you to take your hat off, right? Did you want to take her hat off, Jen?
Yeah, okay. Sure. I
would
normally wash my hair before I
got. Well, that's okay. It's true, though, it's hard to read a performer when they have sunglasses and a hat on, right? We agree on that. Just say the first two lines of the song. What are the first two lines? Just say it right in the microphone.
What do you look for in the city tonight? What sparkles your eyes?
What sparkles your eyes? I love that. And then what happens at the end? The stars grow from the ground. Go ahead. What are the last two lines? The stars grow from the ground?
The stars, just turn your eyes from the heavens above. The stars grow from the ground the moment night touches down.
Yes!
In one of the verses, you went from the C chord, play the C chord, and then the B7, right? Yeah, that's lovely, right? That's a beautiful move, right? Can you play the words that go over that? Do you know where that happens? Da-da-da. It's the second half of the verse, isn't there, or something?
From the heavens above, the stars grow from the ground.
My one thought, Cher, I just love that. I fall all over for that. What is the idea, I had a little trouble following the thread, and it may just be, it's the first time I heard the song, but is there a thread that holds the whole thing that Jake might explode one idea? What's our one idea? Yeah, tell him.
The idea is basically how you could make all kinds of movies and read books about the city, pick any city you want, but you can't really experience it until, you don't really know it until you go there and experience it for yourself. But
is it come out of where you are into the town we live in? Can I show you our town? What is the...
Kinda.
Yeah?
Kinda, it's me saying that, you know, what do you see? Like, I can never live in the city, so it's kinda like me saying, well, why would you want to live there? And somebody saying, come see it for yourself, you know.
Did you all gather? Did you get? Or was it a little nebulous to you?
Yeah.
I felt like a bit nebulous? You got it. I'm a bit nebulous. Yeah. We have a little bit of nebula. Does this make sense, what I'm saying to you? So there's a way that you can tighten it in so we know exactly what you're talking about. What are you saying to them? Why are you saying it to them? Maybe just tighten in a line or two. Oh, those images are great. Fantastic. Sharon, do you have any questions for us? There is, as we'll let you go. Thanks, Sharon, very much. You're volunteering at the workshop stage. Thank you for being a volunteer, Sharon. All right, give it up for Sharon. Aaron, let's have Aaron come on up, and then we'll have Sean, and then we're done. An idea, Sharon, during that, a way to change the... Just a couple chords to expand, right? Give it a little more variety. I think that's what Dave was saying, too. Just give the chords a little different color and help us continue to listen, because it's the sameness that makes people go... So just a little change, even, right? If you're in G, a C minor chord adds a certain surprise, especially if it's a pretty word or an image like, turn your eyes from the ground below, right? Heaven's above and look at the stars grow out of the ground. All right. You are our friend, Aaron.
Yes.
All right. How can I help you, Aaron?
I need a plug-in.
Okay, here I go, Doug. Okay. Thanks, Sharon. Thanks, Doug.
The acoustic live stage.
And what is that?
That's an incredible collection of songwriters playing out into the open air, completely unplugged.
I love that. I think that's a great addition to the festival. I hope that goes the whole. It's going to go the whole time.
I think
time.
It is.
Yeah.
Anything else we should add about that?
It's acoustic live, it's called, right? And it's over. It's about over this way in the concession area.
Yeah,
so
it's way the heck over there.
I think that's a great addition.
All the way. I actually had to go looking for it first time.
I love it. I think that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Aaron play for us. So let us know when you're ready. Is this going to hear you?
Okay. Thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
do I live like this? My mind is scattered everywhere. Medulla oblongata in a box upon the fridge. How do I find my magazines? Where did I put my summerware? I can't find my coffee table if you catch my drift. I am righteous. I am knocked out, spread out on the carpet. I am singularly sitting everywhere you stand. I am unapologetically everything around me. They are pieces of my memory. Everything you see is who I am. Why do I drive like this? My cans are scattered everywhere. My one and only passenger at my own invitation. They are red ones, they are blue ones, they are Shastas, Cokes, and Frescas. If the door should open as I drive, I'd be a pop sensation. I am righteous, I am knocked out, too focused on the highway to worry about such petty things as cleaning out my cans. I am unapologetically everything around me. They are pieces of my memory. Everything you see is who I am. I am boxes from Wisconsin. I am boxes from New England. I'm a box from Indiana. I'm so tired of this race. I just want to nest my space. If you could take over, you said you'd divide and conquer. Fill up all my garbage cans and build a big bookshelf. If I ever let that happen, I would morph into a stranger and the place would look fantastic. But I would miss myself. I am righteous. I am knocked out and lost under a mountain. 100 layers of sediment and interlocking sand. Unapologetically, everything around me, they are pieces of my memory. Everything you see is who I am. They are pieces of my memory. Everything you see is who I am.
I can relate. I'll have my wife come over to your place and sleep. You know, it's very, very interesting song, very well written. You very well crafted. I mean, I don't particularly like these kind of songs because I'm not a humorist, though. You know, you're delivering a message, you're saying it well. I think musically it could still be worked on. But the story, you know, the line about the pop star, you know, that soda can's coming out of your car is very clever. And it is a clever song. Well, it's well written.
How would you ask him to work on it musically? What would you want to see?
Well, I think, again, these songs are so rushed in musically that you don't really focus on the hit lines, you know, like the one about the car, you know, red and green. You gotta slow these things down so you can deliver the punchline with more, you know, with better timing.
But is that about how quickly he's performing it, or is that about many words? Is it about many words per syllable and per beat? Is it just a lot? Because I think, Dave, did you work on the Rodgers and Hammerstein library? Did you work with that
for
a while?
Yeah.
Because you have a great sense of how songs should scan. Like a line in a song, the words should match the syllables, like crazy.
Right, exactly. Right.
Crazy for feeling so lonely. I mean, it's just one note per syllable.
Exactly.
And it scans the melody perfectly. And I think what you're hearing here, and maybe this is part of the folk and alt country world, but we throw a whole bunch of words out there. Instead of making each word match a note and a melody and being deliberate in the line we draw.
Well, if you listen to a Tom Paxton, you know, or some of those guys, their lines do match, and they don't, you know, mm-hmm. they don't throw it out fast. Mm-hmm. They make you hook on every word that's important to them mm-hmm. and to the song. And so you're hearing the song one time and you're getting it. This you have to listen to more than once to get all the lyrics, and you have some good lines in there. Just kind of slow it down, and like it's all timing, right? Even, you know, punchline. So even if your music is going fast, then words are slow. It should be slower in your case.
So you'd say that maybe Aaron plays it a little slower so the words can get out.
Absolutely.
It can have a great intensity, but maybe just slow it down a little bit so we can get it all. I heard some pieces of craft I really liked in that, Aaron. One is how does the chorus go? Play the chorus for us.
I am righteous. I am knocked out, spread out on the carpet. I am singularly sitting everywhere you stand. I am unapologetically everything around me. They are pieces of my memory. Everything you see is who I am.
Right. Okay. So he's playing the song in D, right? On a different chord than the beginning. You're in the B minor now, right? That's a great chord. Thank you very much for some variety, right? Surprise, right? There it is, right? And it lifts the energy. Great, absolutely great. Love that chord. Chord of the day. Chord du jour. It's like you're playing in D.
Right?
Yeah, you're in D. And B minor is usually belongs to this world. If you listen, here's D, right, everybody? And these chords all kind of belong to that world. G, right? A. Somehow belongs, right? They all belong together, okay? This is not a big surprise, but it is something. B minor, right? C, which is flat 7 for you music theorists out there, and aren't you glad I said music theory in flat 7? Ooh, you're smart. But it's just, it's an unexpected chord. It's a neighboring chord, but it's not one that anybody usually goes to, and it adds great excitement. I love that. Here's another thing I think you did really well with this song. Start the song. Start the song. First line.
Do I live like this? My mind is scattered everywhere.
Okay, stop. Do it again. Go ahead. Just do it again.
How do I live like this?
So it's how do I? There's a little tiny rest, right? How do I live like this, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the chorus? Start the beat. Do the B minor chorus thing.
I am righteous.
Right. I am righteous. Okay. So the chorus starts differently than the verse. The verse has a little rest. How do I? Right?
Yeah.
Right? Not the same. Just a little variation, but it matters a lot. How do I live like this, right? So it's already a little different rhythm. When you do the chorus, you go, I am righteous, I am la-la. Okay, now do the bridge, because the bridge had yet another way of starting.
I am righteous.
Do that again.
I mean, I've experimented. I want to show you the alternate bridge.
Okay, but do that one
I am boxes from Wisconsin.
Keep going.
I am boxes from New England.
Right? He starts at a different point than the verse and the chorus. He waits and comes in a little later. It's a different length of phrase. Varying the length of phrase is a way of keeping people interested. Jane's giving me the wrap it up. What, do we have to go? Somebody has to go?
You're supposed to be done at 6:15, and it's exactly 6:18.
Oh, come on. Show us the alternate. Show us the alternate.
And then I just kind of... I am boxes. So I just gave it a great big...
Yeah,
course.
And why?
Right.
I mean, why?
That's,
I mean, unless you're, like, unless you're going like... You know what? I mean,
well, I thought it was too much.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Really.
Yeah,
you know, unless you're gonna
well,
do a,
I mean,
no, unless you're gonna do a chant in Nepali.
I'm exaggerating here.
But I like how you vary the location where you start, where you start a line, da 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 da, right? That's where your verse started. Right? And then the chorus goes la 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 la, right? Starts somewhere else, different chord, different height. And then the bridge yet somewhere else. La la la. Great variation, great imagination. Great, Aaron, I enjoyed it very much. All right, Sean, you're the last guy. All right, man. So Sean, come up and play for us. Well, thanks everybody for being a part of our workshop today. I hope that you've learned something useful to you and enjoyed hearing people sing. And thanks to everybody who got up and sang for us and was willing to put their rear ends on the line. It takes guts to get up in front of Dave Wilkes. I mean, because he, you know, he's going to rip you a new one. So.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of ripping here.